New York's September 9th primary highlights what one central New York election official sees as a weakness in state election law. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Onondaga County Democratic Election Commissioner Dustin Zarni says New York is one of only three states that uses what's called fusion voting on Election Day. That allows people to run on multiple lines. Those votes are then combined or fused toward a final total. What could get dicey in the upcoming primary is that candidates for governor and lieutenant governor are voted for separately, creating the ticket that will go on the Democratic line in November. So if Cuomo's embattled running mate Kathy Hochul loses and upstart candidate Zephyr Teachout's running mate Tim Wu wins the lieutenant governor's race, then a Cuomo-Wu ticket would be on the Democratic line, while a Cuomo-Hochul ticket would remain on the working families, independents, and women's equality lines. The Cuomo votes then could not be added together, and that's where Zarni says things get tricky.
I personally doubt that this will happen, but theoretically, you could see an instance where someone could get a majority of votes, but the person who got the minority of votes is actually elected into law office because of some vague election law.
Zarni says this ballot line merry-go-round also has implications beyond the election.
It determines the seating, who's on line A for the next 4 years, and it also determines the weighted vote for individual party members.
Zarni believes ultimately stacking ballot lines creates confusion for voters. He adds that while election officials and politicians across the state have talked about getting rid of fusion voting in the past, nothing's ever come of it. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.